721, 21 past the hour, News Radio WJPF. Scott Schluter is joining us this morning. He's a Libertarian candidate, the 117th District. Morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
What did you think about the election Tuesday night?
It was about as I expected.
Yeah. But you know what? I keep wondering, this disenfranchised vote, the anti-establishment vote, that type of thing, is that an opening for a candidate from the Libertarian Party? I mean, you've literally got Maine hardcore Republicans saying, we're going to offer a third-party candidate. The Republicans are splitting with the Republicans.
I think this whole thing, I mean, the entire election is sort of the perfect storm for us right now.
Yeah, providing you can get people to understand. I mean, what is a Libertarian? When people ask, I mean, because that's really the world we live in. Sometimes we have to explain Democrats and Republicans and socialism. What's a libertarian?
A libertarian is somebody who believes in minimum government, maximum freedom, you know, as the party slogan is. We believe that you should be free to do whatever you want for the most part, live your life how you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody.
Now, with a Libertarian Party, you occupy like two or three different positions with the party hierarchy itself outside of seeking a party. You're on one of the governing boards or something like that, treasurer or something?
Yeah, I'm the political division director
for
the state, and I'm also the chairman of the Southern Illinois Libertarian Party, which is a local affiliate chapter.
All right.
And I'm a Libertarian Precinct Committeeman as well.
So there are the three positions. Good. You know, one of the items I've been watching since I met you the first time around is I've been watching, instead of you waiting until the primary is over, you've actually been talking about topics. You've been talking about issues. One of those, I've noticed, is something I've been reading quite a bit, and that's Walker's Bluff, that they have this big expansion. They want gambling as well. This is something that's right on the edge of your district, or proposed 117th district. So what's your thoughts here when it comes to Walker Bluff and their expansion?
Well, our local area has unemployment rates higher than the national level. For the most part, Southern Illinois is over 6%, while the national level is at 5%.
Marion-Carbondale corridor, last report, IDES is 6.6% in the Carbondale-Marion corridor.
Yep. And, you know, Springfield has this bad habit of regulating businesses to death, and we have businesses and people leaving the state in droves due to overregulation, overtaxation, ridiculous restrictions on them just trying to live their lives and get by and feed their families. And they're doing the same thing with Walker's Bluff. This is going to bring 1,200 jobs to the area over its four-year construction and 700 permanent jobs once it's completed. And Springfield is dragging their feet and not wanting to approve a gaming license for them because of some arbitrary moral values that they may or may not have.
Well, but I mean, we've got a story ran earlier this week that we now have more gambling machines than Vegas in Illinois. I mean, we're a biggest gambling state in the union now, according to this new report, which shocked me. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We've started to come around, but they're not wanting to issue any of these big gambling licenses. They're not wanting to issue Walker's Bluff one. They're trying to pick winners and losers in the economy, and that's just not something government should be doing. They should be opening up trade for businesses to profit and not profit, as you know, we the consumer determine.
One of the other items that I see that you filed a lawsuit against the Attorney General?
Yes. Claire Ball, who's running for Illinois Comptroller, and I have
from the Libertarian Party,
have filed a suit against Lisa Madigan and members of the State Board of Elections over the medical marijuana law. Namely, part of the law says that dispensaries and cultivation centers aren't allowed to donate to political campaigns, candidates, anything like that. So these are legal, legitimate businesses that are being excluded from the political process.
So you're going under First Amendment then?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you'll probably win that, would be my first guess. After I mean, watching
so.
The Supreme Court
so.
Rulings over the last couple of years, I would think, you know. But I get the idea why it's there, the semblance of corruption and semblance of impropriety. But if we're worried about that in Illinois, we'd do a lot of other different things differently, wouldn't we?
Exactly. I mean, if you're worried about corruption.
I get that. But, I mean, gosh, people who own alcohol, they donate. People who grow tobacco, they donate.
Pfizer pharmaceutical companies.
People who make Viagra and OxyContin donate. I can see that. So, is there a hearing date set for this?
April 20th, I believe.
Yeah.
I have to go back and look.
Oh, not
it's
coming next
up.
Month.
It's coming up.
We're I'm curious about this
right now.
So, I mean, because Americans are very tied into this, and I don't think we should be, but we are into this two-party system. So what do you have to do between now and November to gain some traction for you in this this Senate, this race against John Bradley?
First thing is getting on the ballot. As a third party or new party, as we're designated in Illinois, we have to get 3 to 4 times the same number of signatures as the established parties just to get on the ballot. I'm looking at
But there's been some recent court rulings that said that was wrong. And that, you know, that there has to be a free, well, of course, the new court ruling involved, you have to have somebody for every single post that's open on the ballot if you want to be on it. You have there has to be a Libertarian candidate for everything like in a city council or a treasurer, mayor, whatever. You got to have a full ticket.
Right.
And they changed that law, which made things a little easier, but you still have this signature issue.
Yeah, I still have to get almost 1,800 once we account for signature challenges and all that, which are definitely going to happen. Probably closer to about 4,000 is where I'm aiming.
They are going to challenge you, absolutely. But that's just standard operating procedure now in Illinois. It's just that's what's done. Quite frankly, on more than one occasion, well, it changed the ballot this year in Williamson County. Somebody didn't make enough signatures, come to think of it. Scott Schluter is a Libertarian candidate. People want to learn more about you. Scott, where do they go?
www.scottschluterforliberty.com.
Got any opportunities to meet you in person?
On April 2nd at the Marion VFW at 6 p.m., we are having a campaign kickoff event. We're going to have live music, a stand-up comedian, and just kind of hanging out talking to people. It's called Liberty Fest.
So all you got to do is stop by, and you'll have the time to meet people in person then.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Scott, good luck, okay?
Thank you.
728 News Radio, WJPF. Scott Schluter is a Libertarian candidate for the 117th District seat.